no sense.
This is the Relic Radio Show, old-time radio entertainment still standing the test of time, from RelicRadio.com.
Intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean, Bold Venture. Once again, the magic names of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall bring you Bold Venture and a tale of mystery and intrigue.
Hey, watch it, sailor. That's the second time in three blocks the car's almost run you down. What's the matter with you?
Shannon's place. The Hotel Nifty, rooms 350.
What?
No, I don't like it.
You don't like what?
Slogan for my new stationery. The Hotel Nifty, rooms 350.
Well, what's the matter with it? It tells a story. It says that Shannon's place is a classy hotel and the rates are reasonable.
Yeah, I know, but I...
But what?
Now listen to this slogan. Shannon's place. Rest in Havana in your private cabana.
Who's got cabanas?
Well, it makes it a problem, doesn't it?
It's too late anyhow. Sanchez has already printed the stationery.
My name's on the letterhead, isn't it?
Right under running hot and cold water.
That's nice.
Hey, look. Sanchez's shop is dark.
Well, he just called you 15 minutes ago, didn't he?
Yeah, he said come right over. The stationery was ready. Come on, sailor. Sanchez! Sanchez, it's Slate Shannon.
Try the door, Slate.
It's open. Sanchez! Sanchez! Hey, something's wrong, sailor. Let's strike a match.
Something really is wrong. Look at the place.
Yeah, torn apart like...
Slate, there's someone here.
I'd never have known. I got him, sailor.
Hold him, I'll hit him. Slate, where are you going? Slate.
Hey, what did you hit me with, sailor?
I don't know. I picked something up. Feels like a monkey wrench. I'm sorry. I guess my aim was bad. Hey, what's all this about?
Who knows? Maybe somebody else doesn't like our slogan.
We'll stop here first, Harry, at my place.
That'll be nice.
Only to heal the bruises the man gave you in the printing shop. Then you're going home. Here's my key. Open the door.
After you, my dear.
You've got a cut under your eye. There's collodion in the bathroom. I'll get it.
I reckon Sanchez's joint exhausted me. Collodion just won't help the tired feeling I got.
What'd you do with Sanchez?
Beat him up, whispered a word of advice in his ear, threw him in a private gutter where I can find him again.
That'll make him understand
us? Sure it will, baby. It's the only way to talk to these people. Sanchez just didn't know what we've got going for us. Fake American passports. A man in my position could get fat selling things like that. There's such a hunger for him.
But we need Sanchez. Will he keep engraving them for us after what you've done to him?
Now that he's figured out what he was doing, he'll put his heart and soul into it because I asked him. Poor little man. He should never have tried to use his brain. Never said he was going to report us to the authorities.
And to the consulate. Have they ever questioned you about the things you do on the salary they pay you?
I told them I was tutoring a Cuban lady in English. The boys at the consulate understand things like that.
What about those people who walked in on you?
Shannon, the Havana character?
Yeah, it worries me.
Leave him to me, Ginny. Leave everything to me. Have I ever failed our great love? Have I?
Mr. Shannon, he go to printing shop for stationery with name on top. He go inside, then hit toboggan when Monkey Wrench connect with noggin. Miss Sailor, she wished that she was dead for making lump on boyfriend's head. But lump is happy, it doing fine with cold compresses and iodine. Mr. Shannon...
That's enough, King. Hold still, Slate.
Ouch! Hey, that hurts.
And then cry on my shoulder. See? I know all the cures.
I appreciate it. It's not every day a man gets the opportunity to get banged with a monkey wrench. I've looked up the records.
There. That looks better. You can hardly notice, can you, King? The bump doesn't show a bit.
From this angle, Mr. Slate looks like a man wearing small top hat.
Stand over here where I am. He looks like a man wearing two small top hats. I'll get it.
I wish to see Mr. Shannon, please.
Who are you?
Oh, that is him in the chair. Please, step aside.
Hey, you can't barge in here.
Mr. Shannon?
Yeah, what do you want, Buster?
I am Juan Sanchez. I have heard that you were at my brother's place of business, the business being that of printing. It is so, see?
It is so, see. That's the way you want it.
Having not found my brother Carlos, you called Senora Sanchez, the wife of my brother, informed her so that my brother was not at his shop, that the shop was ruined, that you were thrown here and there and hit heavily. See?
That's a fair version of it. What's on your mind?
On my mind is this. I know where is my brother. I will take care of the affairs of the family of Sanchez. And as I have heard a tourist say, you will keep your fat head out of my business. I will say goodbye to you. Goodbye.
Close your mouth, Slate.
Keep my fat head out of his business.
That's what he said, Mr. Shannon.
I don't care whose brother he is.
I know. You're going to find out what happened to Sanchez.
I like Sanchez. I've done business with him for years. He's in trouble. He needs help.
Rubs off on you, doesn't it? People's troubles.
No, please.
Hey, what goes on?
Please, no.
Come on. There he is on the patio. Hell, he's not going to take care of his brother's problems anymore. Juan is dead.
Like I said, it rubs off on you, doesn't it?
Yeah. Starts in a printing shop and it continues on my patio. Call the cops, Sailor. I'm going to find out what makes that shop print obituaries.
The rotary press goes in that corner, boys. Be careful with it. This is very delicate equipment. Very expensive. When you're through with that, boys, I want you to... Are you one of the workmen? Will you please...
No, I'm not a workman, but I could do some work for you.
Well, that should please me.
I'll make a note of that, Miss... What name do I put down?
Jenny Sloan.
I'm Slate Shannon.
I've heard of Slate Shannon. This is a red-letter day for me. I sell a big order and I meet Slate Shannon.
A girl like you sells printing equipment? There must be people who want to take you away from all this.
There are. They do. But maybe you can make a better offer?
Yeah. But first, I've got to find Sanchez.
Why must that come first?
His brother was shot down, killed in my hotel. I figure things like that has a priority.
It does, doesn't it? And you'd rather tell Sanchez his brother was killed. And you don't know it, Slate, but you just made me an offer. I like it.
We could tell him together. Where is he?
He called my office from his home, ordered all this, asked me to install it for him, because he was too sick to manage for himself.
From his home, huh?
Mm-hmm. So you'll understand I'm needed here. I couldn't go with you.
The things I understand, Ginny. Just you wait. Is there a phone here?
There on the wall. Need change?
Thanks, I've got it. Hello, King. Put Sailor on. Well, tell her she can wash out my socks later. Put her on the phone. You good with socks, Jenny? Sailor has a... Oh, Sailor? Meet me down the corner from Sanchez's house. Yeah, right away. Well, I'll tell you why later. Uh-huh. Oh, and Sailor, don't forget to put my Argyles on the stretcher. Yeah, I know. I haven't got any Argyles, but I can dream, can't I?
Sailor, that'd be Miss Duval. Chalk up another red letter for me.
Tell me something, Jenny.
If I don't have to shout.
I'll lean close. Better? Better. How come Sanchez, a poor man, a sick man, can afford to buy all this equipment from you? What does he need it for?
You'll ask him when you see him, Slade? Then come and tell me. 16 Avenida del Presidente. I want to know, too.
I'll do that, Jenny. Real soon.
I still don't understand what you're trying to do, Slate.
I'm looking for some new answers.
Well, tell me the new questions, huh?
Why is that printing shop wrecked and put together again with expensive equipment? Where does a beautiful American girl named Jenny Sloan come into all this?
A beautiful American girl, huh? Where did you find her?
Next to a linotype machine.
You've got red printer's ink on your lapel.
Yeah, you gotta watch those linotype machines. Oh, here's Sanchez's house.
Hey, let me knock.
What's the matter? Don't I know how to beat on the door?
No one's answered, have they?
You looking for Senor Carlos Sanchez?
See what happens when I knock, Slate? Taxi cabs appear.
Yeah, we're looking for him, Chico.
I give him to you. He's in the cab.
Hey, come back here.
I give you the cab, too.
Now let's go look, Sailor. Sanchez.
Oh.
Yeah. Beaten, bloody. You want to go knocking on any more doors, Sailor?
Our stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, and the second act of our story.
Look, Sanchez, try to understand. You stay here with us until you get well. Understand, Sanchez?
Si, señorita Duval. Comprendo. You have been kind.
Who did this to you? Beat you like this? Hurt you? Tell us, Sanchez.
Do not ask me, señorita. I will not answer.
You're beaten like a stray dog. Your shop is wrecked. Your brother is murdered. What does it get you keeping your mouth shut? Another beating? Because you like living this way?
Please, señor Shannon. The beating was to me. Do not take it unto yourself. It belongs to me.
Cops tell me they found an illegal passport in your brother's things. A fake United States passport. Is that what you're mixed up in? All that fancy printing equipment. Did you order it?
No. Of course I order it. How else does one attain such things? He buys it from a merchant.
You bought yourself a whole lot, didn't you, Sanchez? The payment was good, too. Look at you.
Leave him alone, Slate.
Senor Slate, there's a man at the desk who wishes to talk with you.
Be right there, King. Sing to Sanchez, sailor. Kiss his cheek. Do something, anything that'll take the hurt away.
I'll try, Slate.
At the desk, huh, King?
Yes, sir, Mr. Slate. It's Mr. Harry Turner.
King says you wanted to talk to me, Mr. Turner. It's on your mind.
Carlos Sanchez. I've come to take him home.
You a relative?
Only a friend. Sanchez does printing for us at the United States Consulate. I've grown very fond of him. This morning we heard he'd been in an accident. I'd like to take him to his home. Do what I can for him.
How'd you know he was here?
Some people saw you take him out of a cab, bring him here. Word got around, got to the consulate. We got up a little collection, and I was appointed to pick him up.
All right. He's badly hurt. Take it easy with him. Sanchez, you want to see this man?
Señor Torres.
Hello, Carlos. I'm sorry about what happened. I've come to take you home.
You want to go home with him, Sanchez?
Of course he does.
I ask Sanchez.
Sí, I do. I'm very happy to go home with him. Happy, sí.
Okay. Give Turner a hand, sailor. I'm going out.
Where? All right, don't answer me. Surprise me when we get there.
You're not going, sailor. You'd clutter it up. This one belongs to me.
Yes? Oh, hello, Slade.
Am I disturbing you?
Yes, you do. Come on in. Place looks a mess. I undressed on the way to bed last night. Wait till I pick up these things. Sit down right here.
Thanks.
You said you'd come to see me. You couldn't wait, could you?
I've been thinking about you, Jenny.
Don't do it that way, Slade. Too many men start off like that, not Slade Shannon.
I knew a girl like you once in Hong Kong. She wore bells on her ankles, and when I said goodbye to her, she tried to stick a knife into me.
The scar on your cheek?
Uh-huh.
There. So I can share it with that girl with bells on her ankles.
That's funny. She did the same thing after she cut me.
It's going to be good, Slade.
I found Carla Sanchez.
Later, Slade.
He was almost beaten to death. Do you know why?
Slade.
Tell me why, Jenny.
Now, at this time, it means that much to you.
I'm going to tell you why.
I don't like you so much, Slade.
Last night, you were in his shop. You were delivering a whole lot of merchandise, expensive stuff.
I told you I...
Yeah, that you worked for a printing supply house. But Sanchez never called you. He didn't order that stuff.
I
know, you delivered it to the wrong place.
Listen to me, Slade.
It's got something to do with passports. Sanchez is an engraver, a good one. He could have made plates for a counterfeit. Printed passports for illegal immigration to the States.
He could make a lot of money out of that.
A lot of people could. You and...
You.
I don't see how.
A lot of people come to Shannon's place. The word could have it that your hotel's a fine place for people who want to go to America.
Who do you work for, Jenny?
Wait a minute. This is a small gun, Slade. I can make up a fine excuse to the police why I had to kill you.
Who do you work for?
I'd weep over your body till the police came.
Jenny! Jenny, put the gun down.
All right, Slade, if you say so. No more questions, Slade.
No more questions. King, stop playing that thing and listen to me.
Do what he says, King. A man with lipstick smeared all over his ugly puss. You gotta do what the man says.
What?
Been cuddling up with a linotype machine again, Slate? I see she got some new ink. The color's different this time.
Yeah, it's tasty, too. Had Mr. Turner take Sanchez home?
Carried him like he was a baby. Imagine a man doing desk work having muscles like that.
Oh, you know that because he told you?
Because I asked him. He swore it was desk work. I didn't believe him at first, but he finally convinced me. Nice fellow, that Mr. Turner. I bet he doesn't care if a linotype lives or dies.
King, here's $200. Go buy yourself a fake American passport.
I don't wish to go no place, Mr. Slate. Besides, I got a passport.
Humor the fellow, King, because the fellow wants to play cops and robbers.
You know, Havana, King, find the right alley, wave $200 under the right nose, buy the passport, then come back here and tell me who you bought it from.
King might get hurt, Slate. Look what happened to Sanchez.
Don't worry, Lady Sailor. King Moses take care of himself. It's like Mr. Slate say, I know Havana, Havana knows me, she will do me no hurt.
What do you want here?
Please, mister, they tell me come to you. And Barrio, they say for what I want, go ask Mr. Harry Turner. You are Mr. Harry Turner?
Where in the Barrio?
At the place of the Palace of Jollies. They say many times their people come to you for same thing I need. I have done bad thing in Havana, mister. I must go away. Two states will be nice.
You're all alike. You do a bad thing, you must go away. Get in here.
A pleasure, mister.
They tell you what it costs?
They say you will tell me this thing, mister.
What's it worth to a man who has to go away?
I have only $200 American, mister. It's enough. It's all I got. Please, mister, they catch me. Prison.
Give it to me. 200. You'll get away cheap.
The passport?
You know Sanchez's printing shop? You'll find it. Be there at 9 o'clock tonight.
The passport?
I'll check with my mood. Knock it out. He told you to be there at 9 tonight, huh, King?
Yes, Mr. Slate.
Well, you did good. What do you think of your desk job now, sailor?
Well, he beats people, kills people, makes passports on the side, money on the side. I'll have to know him better before I can give you an opinion.
Say, what in the name of... What are you doing with knitting needles?
You said you wanted some Argyles, didn't you?
You think you can finish them by 9, sailor? I want to look spiffy for Mr. Harry Turner. I told you to go home, sailor. What are you following me for?
Don't you know I always follow you? Wherever you go. This time I just happen to be with you.
Now look, there's liable to be trouble.
Well, if anything happens to you, I want to be there to get my Argyles back.
All right, sailor, just keep your mouth shut, that's all.
If you like it that way.
Just the way it was before. Lights in this shop are out. The door is open. Anybody here? Hey!
In the back room.
Hey, let's go. Oh, hello, people. How's business?
You didn't think you were fooling anybody, Shannon, sending that guy around for a passport.
You told me you weren't going to ask any more questions, Slate. I'm disappointed.
Is this the one, Slate? I'm disappointed, too.
I told you, sailor. Keep out of it.
Ginny tells me she made you a proposition, Shannon.
I've been thinking about it. What's the take?
You'll be paid. All you have to do is let us use your hotel for distribution.
Yeah, but not for murder, huh? You give my place a bad name.
You mean Sanchez's brother? Juan felt his family ties too strongly. He found out Sanchez had counterfeited those plates. He tried to tell his brother of the error of his ways.
What did he do? Threaten you?
Oh, forget about him. He's dead, isn't he?
But you didn't kill Sanchez because you needed him to print the passports. You just beat him up from time to time.
It's easy. You beat him up, it hurts him. Give him new equipment, it makes him feel better. All right, Shannon, let's stop rubbing noses. You interested or not?
I'm interested. As long as I know you're going to hold on to that job at the consulate.
Job at the consulate? He sweeps floors there. When he goes out, he puts a carnation in his lapel, and Havana thinks he's big.
Well, Shannon,
I haven't made up my mind.
I know what's bothering you. That girl. Her.
She means you, sailor.
Do what you have to do, and let's get out of here.
No, it's not that easy. See, you pose a problem. Jenny and I understand each other. She said it would be good between us.
Better than that, Slate.
You see? You're going to be in the way, sailor.
Oh, I am, huh?
You know how it is. Jenny and I met. Something happened. Man finds a new direction when a woman like Jenny happens.
That's for all the good times we've had. And that's one for the road.
Well, you settle it for me, sailor. Harry? I'm in.
Great. We'll think about you later, Mr. Ball. Sit down.
I said sit down.
Welcome, Slate. Now we go to work, huh?
I was wondering how you'd phrase it.
Harry?
What?
Goodbye, Harry.
Judy, you...
Hello, Slate Shannon.
Ah, like the girl I knew once in Hong Kong.
Oh, she left a scar. There won't be any of those with me.
Show me. Show me, Jenny.
All right.
Put the gun down. Go ahead, put it down. I don't like my love mixed up with 45.
Slate.
Put it down. Drop it.
Sheep.
Oh, you two are going to make a happy couple.
So help me, Ginny. I'll pick up that gun, sailor.
I've got it. Who do I kill first?
Slate, you cheap rotten.
When you run out of names, I've got a few more for you. Slate, you can let go of her now.
That had to be done my way. I can handle a gun now, sailor. You call the police. Sailor.
Go away. You bother me.
I brought you something.
You can take your dime store jewelry, and you know who you can pin it on.
Why don't you just turn around and look? See? I brought you a monkey wrench.
Just what I've always wanted.
You know, I had an idea if you clobbered me over the head, it'd make you feel better. It's thoughtful, huh?
Give it to me.
Here. Well, go ahead. Clobber me. What's the matter with you?
What happened when you went to Jimmy Sloan's apartment?
Well, she had a gun in her hand, like you're holding that monkey wrench. I'll show you. Come here.
Slate.
Yeah, that's what happened, sailor.
And so our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest Bold Venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. May we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together in Bold Venture.
In Cheyenne, Wyoming Territory, I learned a little about trail herders and a lot more about the education of Kid Yancey.
Frontier Gentlemen. Herewith an Englishman's account of life and death in the West. As a reporter for the London Times, he writes his colorful and unusual stories. But as a man with a gun, he lives and becomes a part of the violent years in the new territories. Now, starring John Daner, this is the story of J.B. Kendall, Frontier Gentleman.
My friend Carrie Chase of the Cheyenne Daily Press had mentioned to me that a herd of Texas cattle was expected in town, and with it its dozen or so trail drivers. They had followed the Texas trail from San Antonio across those great plains into Oklahoma Territory, Kansas, Nebraska, fording rivers like the Brazos, the Trinity, Red River, the Washita, Cimarron, Arkansas, Smoky Hill, the South Platte, 2,000 animals traveling 1,000 miles, and 12 men to bring them safely in. The day of their arrival, I was being shaved in a barber shop, one of the several which served the local and transient population of Cheyenne. Suddenly, the mugs and bottles on the barber's shelf began to tremble. The air was shattered with the sound of voices bellowing, shrieking, howling. The hand of Mr. Winters, my barber, began to shake.
What is it?
Texans.
What?
Texians.
Oh.
Well, they ain't started shooting up the place yet. Maybe this time they'll let us alone. I guess not.
Oh.
Mister, I'm sorry. I surely am. But I tell you, when those fellas come to town for a blowout, a shooting and a hollering, it boogers the wax right out of me.
Do they cause much trouble?
Trouble. You see them holes in the ceiling?
Yeah.
couple of months back, three of them come in here for to get cleaned up. Before they was gone, they drunk up three bottles of liniment, emptied out their shooting irons up there, one of them stripped clean naked, poured a dozen bottles of pompadour oil over himself, then got chased down the street by the other two. I never did get paid for one nickel of it.
I'd like to have seen that.
I'll tell you, half a Cheyenne did. You tell three women fainted dead away. I'm just hoping ain't none of them going to come in here the trip.
Well, I should imagine that after a 1,000-mile cattle drive, they're rather inclined to let go.
Mister, you ain't seen nothing till you seen a Texas cowpuncher letting go. Right now they'll be up in the saloons heisting a glass or two, just enough to get dust out of their throats. Then they'll head for the nearest barber and get the wool cleaned up. After that, the real fun starts. Why, some of them boys has got $200-$300 to spend, and it sure don't take them long to do it.
Then what happens?
They, maybe two, and they're busted. And they hit trail for another 6 months' work till they ride back again. That's the way it goes.
I tell you, Nick, first I've got to get me a shave.
Now,
kid, you cut off them straggle feathers of yourn. They ain't never going to see the light of day again. Let them be.
Morning, gents.
Good morning, Mr. Bondman.
Cool your saddles. Won't be but a few minutes.
Yeah, well, now we ain't got too much time, mister. We all got to be getting up to the whiskey mill.
Now, sit down, kid. You ain't going to no whiskey mill.
Oh, now, look out here, Nick. I told you
and
I was
going to... told you, boy. Promised your ma I was going to watch out for you, and I ain't going back on it. Ain't going to be no whiskey and no women.
Yeah, but this here Cheyenne, Nick, why, I heard that
I
they...
don't matter none what you heard. You boys been in town long?
Nope.
We just rode in. Didn't you all hear us going by? We sure was bellowing fine and loud, man.
You Texas boys?
We sure are.
Now, there ain't going to be no trouble in here.
Shoot, mister, we don't even make no trouble. Kidding me, we just figured to prettify ourselves.
Why, sure.
Are you the gentleman who brought in that herd from San Antonio?
Us and the other boys, yes, sir.
Well, I wonder if I can talk to you about that.
Talk? Ain't nothing much to talk about, mister. We just rub them up same as we always do, that's all.
I'm a newspaper man. I'd like to buy you a drink, get some material for a story on trail herding.
You know, that's a mighty fine idea, ain't it, Nick?
Not for you, it ain't, kid.
Oh, man, I swear, one of these days I'm just going to cut out your lights if you don't quit riding line on me.
There you are, mister.
That's fine. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you. Next.
I want a real artistic scrape and a proper cut.
Kid don't need no shave, just pluck the wool off him.
Yes, sir.
My name is J.B. Kendall.
Howdy. Nick Carmody. That the Yearlin's Kid Yancey.
Howdy, Kendall.
Ain't got a bottle on you, have you, pard?
No, I'm afraid not.
Listen, kid, while you're getting fixed up, I'll waltz on over to the store and get me some tobacco.
Sure. All right, Nick.
You don't go flagging your kite out of here the minute I'm gone, because I got your dinero. You ain't going to get far in this man's town without it.
I ain't going nowhere, Nick.
All right. Come with me, Kendall?
Yes, I'd like to.
I'll tell you what it's like when we hit a dry stretch. Get so them cows ain't got no spit left. Like to keel over. But if they smell water, they'll go 20, 30 miles at the trot after it. Which is just what I'm going to do. Except I'll take that drink you was offering. Where's the closest?
Bill's place, a few doors down.
Oh, man. Playing Mother Nellie to the kid can sure give a man the thirst.
Are you related?
No. His ma didn't want him to go. His pa said he should. His pa's the old man down San Antonio.
Old man?
Owns the outfit.
Ah.
Told me to keep an eye out for the boy. No drinking, no women. Said it'd break his mother's heart. You ever try riding herd on a snuffy kid that's got a mind to be a man?
I can't say that I have.
And never again. I give my word I'd do it, but never again. I'd as soon twist a loco bronc. Just one good shot of scamper juice, and I'll be a new man.
Mr. Carmody's intentions were good, but one good shot led to another, and that was in turn followed by two more. 10 minutes later, the cowhand had discovered that walking was a lost art. tearfully, he begged me to return to the barber shop and claim his charge. He handed me a pouched handkerchief for safekeeping. In it, he told me, was the savings, some $200, belonging to Kid Yancey.
Kendall, I hear the owl hooting high. Somebody's gone and stole my rudder. Oh, I ain't in no condition. Oh, I think of the kid's ma, tearing and hollering for a boy who learned bad ways on account of there ain't no Nick Carmody to set him on the right trail. Ah, you go get him, Kendall. I'll be waiting right here. Barkeep, another bottle of that nose paint.
No, look here. I say, come. You won't even listen to me.
You Comedy. Tell him Nick said listen or buy a whiskey, I'll hang up his hide. You tell him that.
Yes, but it's really none of my business.
Oh, you wouldn't want to see a little calf go straying on this range, would you? We'd get eaten alive.
All right. But you stay here, Comedy. I'll bring him back in 2 minutes.
You should have been a Texan, mister.
I beg your pardon.
Well, I'll be Mr. Kendall, honey. Well,
of course, you're Millie.
That's right, up in Helena.
Big Sam's friend.
His used-to-be friend.
Oh?
Yeah, after what happened between you and him and the judge putting him in the hoosegow, he ain't got no friend no more. He lost all his money, too.
He's not here in Cheyenne.
I'll say he ain't. Last I heard, he was mule skinning for an outfit in Utah. Oh, I swear you sure ain't changed a bit, Mr. Kendall, baby. What are you doing in these parts?
Oh, still writing. And you, Millie?
Oh, well, I got me a job. I kind of work here in those
places. Ah, I see. Yes, that's... Oh, good Lord, I forgot. There's a young fellow in the barber shop. I've got to bring him back.
Oh, gee, well, it's sure swell seeing you again, Mr. Kendall.
And you, Millie?
I sure never did think I'd see you again, Mr. Kendall.
Millie, I hope you won't think I'm being rude, but...
Oh, honey, I never think you was rude. Now, let you and me go round up that kid. Then you come back and buy me a drink, and we'll talk about old times. Oh, them Texas boys. They sure do love to shoot off them things. Just like big, bad.
I'm going to get the law down on you.
Undercovers while it's killing the West.
Now stop
when
it.
When I'm hungry, I bite off the noses of live Comanches.
Hey, howdy, Mr. Kendall. Hey. Howdy, ma'am.
Your friend is waiting for you at the saloon.
Just look at all he's done. Shooting up my place. I told you, mister, I told you what they was like.
I was just doing some target practice, is all.
I've got your money here, kid. You better pay for the damage.
Oh, sure. How much, mister?
Well, I figure $5 ought to cover it.
Yeah. Here.
How much obliged for the wool clipping, mister?
Yeah.
Say, ain't you going to introduce me to your friend there, Mr. Kendall?
Oh, yes. Millie, this is the kid, Mr. Yancey.
Howdy, Mill.
What do you say, kid?
Well, I heard tell they got some mighty pretty fillers in the North, but I never did reckon on finding anything like you.
You ain't got a lot of years in you, kid, but you sure learned how to use them talking to a woman.
You better give me that money to hold for you, kid. I'll give it back to Carmody.
Oh, there's $200 in there. I ain't to have myself a time with it.
$200, my. That's a heap of money.
Yes, ma'am. Fella ought to be able to have a heap of fun with it.
Why don't you wait out here? Millie and I will bring Carmody out.
Heck no, we're all going in. I'll be obliged if y'all take my arm, Miss Millie. Ma'am.
Why, kid, honey, I'd be honored.
In a moment, we return to Frontier Gentlemen. These are stimulating days in America's history.
Days when our problems arise from positive and dynamic factors, offering opportunities for still more positive and dynamic growth in their solution. The school shortage problem reflects the rapid increase in population and the ever higher levels of education that every citizen wants for his children. Crowded highways reflect the fact that Americans in general buy more cars, travel widely, and enjoy more leisure. Shortages in housing and industry and hospitals reflect our rising standard of living. Great changes bring new needs. New needs create endless new opportunities for work, production, and investment. Opportunities that are open to practically every person in America today. To find out how they may apply to you, get a free booklet full of the facts about our expanding economy. Write to Box 1776, Grand Central Station, New York 17, New York, for the booklet called Your Great Future in a Growing America. That's Box 1776, Grand Central Station, New York 17, New York. And now, we return you to the Anthony Ellis production of Frontier Gentlemen.
We went into Bill's place, Millie and the kid walking a pace ahead of me. They made quite a picture. Millie, as I described her before, a woman of rather extraordinary proportions. I should guess that she was some 5'10" in height, and suffice to say that her frame was amply covered. Her escort, Kid Yancey, stood 5'8½" in his boots, and dripping wet, could have weighed no more than 130 pounds. Millie's arm was linked through the boy's, and what appeared to be a grip of iron. She had seen the $200 and wasn't about to let it slip away from her. The kid and Millie found a table, and I brought a thoroughly befuddled Nick Carmody over to join them.
Here's the text. Your mother could see you now, kid.
Here's the text. Dynamite, ain't it? You gotta drink it down fast, kid, else you're likely to rot your teeth out.
The kid's got a mother. Sweet gray-haired old lady.
Oh, everybody's got a sweet gray-haired old mother, honey. Don't you fret, none. I'll take care of him, just like he was my own kin.
Millie, you are a wicked woman.
Yeah, you watch your language, mister. Ain't no one gonna talk to this here lady like that.
Oh, that's all right, kid, honey. Mr. Kendall and me, we're old friends from up Montana territory.
Now, I wouldn't drink any more of that if I were you, kid.
Oh, now, shoot, Mr. Kendall ain't had but a sup. I figure it's time I was growed up. Why, heck, when we was up in Dodge, all the fellas was painting their noses good, all except me. I had to stay in camp. Same thing every place we went. Well, I reckon things is gonna be different now. Ain't that so, ma'am?
Oh, sure is. You're a big boy now, kid.
I broke my swear to his poor old ma. Drinking and carrying on with women.
Oh, now, ain't your fault, Nick. Hey, you know what? Now I'm hungry. You're hungry, ma'am?
Well, now you mention it, I don't recollect having had nothing to eat yet this morning.
Hey, they got any grub in this place?
Why, sure, honey. You tell little Millie what she wants. She'll get it for you.
Eggs! How about $20 worth of eggs? How about that, Nick?
Sweet old mother crying her eyes out.
You, Mr. Kendall?
I don't think so, thank you.
I'll tell the cook, honey boy.
Well, now, ma'am, that's mighty kind of you. Oh, I'm coming with you. I sure admire to tell the cook how I like my eggs.
Why, sure, kid. Don't go away, Mr. Kendall. We'll be right back.
Oh, Miss Miller, you sure got the most beautiful
eyes I ever did. Comedy. Nick. Nick, wake up.
Hey. Wake up. We little gray mother hair.
Wake up.
Where's the kid?
As far as I can determine, he's gone off to supervise his eggs.
Eggs? Well, what's he doing with eggs?
Eating them, I could imagine.
Oh. I'm a goner. 6 years. 6 years I've been working for old man Yancey. Now let his only kid go the way of sin. Whiskey and women. Oh, I'm going to Kendall. Might as well start looking for a new spread. Yancey won't take me back for sure when he finds out.
Hey, Nick.
That's Devlin. I guess this is the last round. That's Trail Boss.
Where's the kid, Nick?
Oh, he went to get some grub.
Thought you had orders to stick close by him. You been drinking?
Me? Oh, shucks, Dad. Oh, say, this here's Mr. Kendall. He's a newspaper man.
Yeah, howdy.
Mr. Devlin?
Are you sure the kid's all right, Nick?
Oh, sure, I'm sure. Why shouldn't he be? He's just going to fix himself some eggs.
Well, you watch him, Nick. Because if anything happens, you'll be putting your saddle in the wagon.
Oh, I know it, Dad. I surely do know it. So don't you worry. Ain't nothing going to happen to that little boy. No, sir.
As to what did happen to that boy, I must take the word of Millie. In effect, the following events took place. First of all, Kid Yancey and Millie left Bill's place through the kitchen exit. The kid evidently found that the chaperone was something that he could well dispense with. On their way to the Silver Dollar, he stopped at a street corner and became enthralled with a three-card Monte thrower. A small crowd was gathered around watching this expert card sharp.
Here you are. The ace of diamonds is the winning card. Here it is. Follow it, gentlemen and lady. Follow it with your eyes as I shuffle. Here it is. And here. And now here. And now here. And now where? The game is simple. You win if you point it out the first try. You lose if you can't. Here it is. Simple. Watch it again. The ace of diamonds is the winning card.
Hey, did you see that, Mel?
Oh, come on, honey boy. You don't want to play that. It ain't on the level. It's just a subject.
No, it ain't. I saw the ace. I could have picked it right off.
I can think of better ways to spend your money.
Oh, well, sure. There's plenty of them.
Come on, why don't we get down to the Silver Dollar, kid, baby? I bet you ain't never drunk champagne, have you?
No, I ain't too before I'm through and shine.
Oh, let's go, honey. Ain't nothing but a shot.
All right, in a minute. I gotta watch this one.
You're
going to
make
me real $20. I'll bet you.
Ah, here's a man with guts. Yes, sir. Pull her up. Put it up. All right, now, the ace of diamonds. Here it is. And here, and here, and here. Now, where is it?
Right there.
Sorry, my friend. It's...
It is there.
Sure, that's it. Sure it is. Now, I reckon you pay me $20, huh, mister?
Yeah, that's right, boy. 20. Maybe you'd like to try it again for, say, 50?
Sure, ain't nothing to it.
Aw, kid, I bet your ma don't like you gambling. You come along with me now.
Yeah, 50 it is. Find the ace. The ace. Here it is, and here, and here, and here, and here. Now, where is it?
There, I swear. There. Ha!
What'd I tell you? Shucks, this ain't no more than shooting the head off a chicken with a scatter gun.
Hey, you all play some more, mister? There's another 50 you owe me.
They played some more, and when it was over, the card sharp packed up his table and stole away, poorer by some $300. The kid explained to Millie that he had played the game in Texas when he was 6 years old, and that he always won. It was as simple as that. I didn't see Kid Yancey again for 3 days, and that was for only a few minutes before Nick Carty and the other men of the trail outfit were about to set off once again for Texas. The kid rode up on his cowpony, looking very tall in the saddle. By his side walked Millie, a very thoughtful, subdued Millie. The trail boss, Devlin, and Nick exchanged a relieved glance.
Hey, kid, I thought we was going to believe in you in Cheyenne.
Not me, Nick. I got to get back to Ma and Pa.
Hey, how are you, Mr. Kendall? Real nice of you to come and see us off.
Not at all, kid. We were worried about you.
Why, shoot, there wasn't nothing to worry about. Was there, Mill?
No, there weren't. Nothing.
Well, kid, let's roll the cotton. Come on, boys.
Goodbye, Nick.
So long, Mill. Here. You buy yourself a pretty, huh?
It's easy there, Kendall.
And you.
$100. He give me $100.
I'm amazed he had anything left.
Oh, he had plenty left, Mr. Kendall. You come buy me a drink. I'll tell you all about it.
Frontier Gentlemen was written, produced, and directed by Anthony Ellis and stars John Daner as J.B. Kendall. Featured in the cast were Eddie Firestone, Gene Carson, Jack Moyles, Vic Perrin, and Charles Seal. Join us again next week for another report from the Frontier Gentlemen. Bud Sewell speaking.